You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
If you've got a thirst for knowledge that never quits, Brightside Podcasts are just what you need. Whether you're into recent discoveries, space exploration, true stories, or useful tips for self-improvement, psychology, gadgets, or just your day-to-day routine, there's something for everyone.
10 ways to survive an earthquake. People who live in an area with a lot of seismic activity really need to know what to do before, during, and after an earthquake. In fact, no one is 100% safe from this disaster because you never know where you might be traveling or living in the future. So pay close attention to these safety recommendations that could save your life one day. 1. Make your house your fortress. If your region or state has high seismic activity, it's better to be prepared for earthquakes. If you're not sure how prone to earthquakes your area is, you can find this information on special websites like http://temblor.net. Arming yourself with this knowledge will help you be aware of possible dangers in the future. Fortifying your house is a good place to start. To do this, you should move all the beds away from windows. This can save your life if an earthquake occurs at night. Strengthen shelves so that heavy objects won't fall on you during tremors. Cover all glass surfaces in your home with special shatterproof film. This can save you from serious wounds and bleeding in case of disaster. To prevent gas and water leaks, get an automatic shutoff device or a main switch so that you can quickly kill the gas and power in the entire house. Keep extra fire extinguishers, batteries, flashlights, and emergency food supplies in your home. Always store necessary medicines in your medicine cabinet. Have an expert test your house's foundation so it won't slip during an earthquake. Get earthquake insurance for your home. This will really help you out after a disaster. 2. If you're in a building. If you're in some building and you feel the place vibrating, see falling objects, or hear glass breaking, don't panic. Stay calm and try to reassure others. Never leave the building during an earthquake. The second you feel the tremors of an earthquake, drop, cover, and hold on. Drop right where you are onto your hands and knees. This is a safe position that allows you to slowly move toward shelter.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Use one arm to cover your head and neck. A massive desk or table makes a good shelter. If there's nothing in the room to hide under, at least stay away from the windows. Remain in this position and bend over as much as you can to protect your vital organs. Hold on like this until the shaking stops. If you are able to find some shelter, hold on to it using one hand and be prepared to move with it as it might shift. Do you get it now? Drop, cover, and hold on. Learn this rule by heart. It could save your life. 3. If you're outside, be ready to help people in case you're out in the middle of disaster. During the tremors, don't enter buildings and don't run around them. Stay outside. Move away from power lines, tall buildings, and roads. Try to find shelter and hide. And again, drop, cover, and hold on. 4. If you're in a car. Being in a car during an earthquake is really dangerous. Panic on the road can turn into a serious accident, so remember to slow down and find a safe place to stop the car, preferably the curb. Avoid power lines and high-rise buildings. Don't get out of the car until the earthquake stops. 5. If you're on the beach or near the shore. If you feel the shock somewhere by the water, don't wait around to be told what to do. An earthquake can trigger a tsunami, so it's better to collect your things immediately and move to higher ground. 6. If you're in a wheelchair. In case you're in a wheelchair and you see and feel an earthquake starting, look around for shelter. Try to get there as fast as you can. Then, lock your wheels. Cover your head and neck with your hands and anything else available, like a book, rug, or pillow. And hold on to something sturdy. So remember, lock, cover, and hold on. If an earthquake has never occurred in your city, there are online resources where you can read the public recommendations for people using a cane, walker, or wheelchair. This website, for instance, has some important information on the matter. www.earthquakecountry.org/disability 7. If you're in a stadium. If watching your favorite team at the stadium has suddenly been interrupted by an earthquake, stay where you are. Never start a panic in a crowd. Instead, get on the floor in the space in front of your seat. Bend over and cover your head and neck with your hands. Stay calm and reassure others. 8. If you're in an elevator. If you're thinking about using the elevator to get out of the building during an earthquake, think again. Stay in the building or use the stairs if necessary. The fact is that electricity during an earthquake is unstable and can easily go out. If you're caught unaware in the elevator, then take the following actions. Lie down on the floor. Cover your head with your hands. Wait until the elevator starts working again. Get out on the next floor and use the stairs. 9. If you're in bed. Sometimes earthquakes happen at night. If you've woken up by the room shaking and realize there's an earthquake happening, try to do the following. Stay in bed. Protect your head with a pillow and lie face down. If there's a shelf above your bed or a ceiling lamp that can fall on your head, then move to a safe place. 10. If you're trapped under rubble. If by any chance during or after an earthquake you become trapped and can't get out from beneath debris and rubble, here's what you should do to survive. Don't move. It'll just kick up dust and can get in your eyes and lungs. Cover your mouth with a cloth or piece of clothing. Don't light a lighter or matches. Don't shout. It can be dangerous because of dust. If you have a whistle, use it so that rescuers can find you. If you don't have one, see if there's a pipe nearby you can knock on to alert them. That finishes off our list, but don't go anywhere just yet. It's crucial that you always keep in mind some general rules for evacuation. Overall evacuation rules. Evacuation is one way to protect people in case of natural disasters, major industrial accidents, and disasters. If you've received a notification that an evacuation has started, you should close all windows and shut off the gas, water, and electricity in your home. Immediately collect only necessary things and exit the building in a calm and organized manner through the emergency exits. After leaving the building, find a safe place. If you can't leave the building, find a table and drop, cover, and hold on. If you're trapped, don't panic. Try to get your bearings and give signals about your location. Don't shout. Knock or bang on metal slabs or pipes. Remember that the first shocks are the strongest, from 5 to 40 seconds. After that, there may be a temporary lull and then another push.